This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We were attempting to do a thing, and that thing may happen, but we are experiencing some technicalities, so for the moment, I'm going to drive this thing. It is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself and currently Peakless Mountaineer. We are without Aria for a little while. So we were talking about, well, all sorts of things. Do you have the thing that we were talking about?
The thing that we were talking about?
Yes.
No, you didn't post it anywhere.
Oh, you're right, I didn't.
Yeah.
We were talking about an article that stated that knives actually kill more people.
Yeah, I've got a different article on the same subject.
Yeah, let's check it out, right? Because different perspective is good.
So yeah, let's see. This one that I just sort of randomly pulled up is from Law Enforcement Today. FBI, more people killed with knives, hammers, clubs, and even feet than rifles. And this one goes back to 2018.
Even feet.
Yep. So yeah, it's the data. The mainstream media tends to bury when it doesn't fit their agenda, is how this one starts.
Mm-hmm.
According to the FBI, more than five times as many people were killed in 2018 by knives, clubs, and other cutting instruments than with rifles. The metrics show that there were a total of 1,515 deaths by knives or other cutting instruments last year. Compare that against 297 people killed by rifles.
That is a striking number.
It is. So,
no pun intended.
Yeah, so 1,500 deaths by knife, under 300 deaths by rifle. Now, that is going back to 2018, but I mean, the article we were just reading does show that this is standard. This is what always happens. So it goes on to list that more than 100 people were killed with hammers and clubs.
Wow.
There were 443 people killed with hammers, clubs, or other blunt objects. And let's see here.
Well, I know the joke that I make all the time is because we know that the regular foot patrols in the UK and England are not armed, or at least they used to not be.
Right.
And so the joke is, in America they say, stop or I'll shoot. And in England they say, stop or I'll yell, stop again.
Yeah, and if you look at what's happened in England, I mean, it's not like this has, stopped the street crime. No, it's actually made it significantly more brutal. So now, instead of being shot, which, not a great way to die, I'm sure, but it might be better than being hit with a chain until you stop moving.
Yeah.
Given the choice between the two.
I know that certain martial arts will teach you that anything is a weapon,
mm-hmm.
right? And certain, like the military and that kind of a thing will teach you, hey, if you're getting attacked and, you need to get away out, why reach for whatever? Because mm-hmm. most objects can be used as a weapon.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is inevitably what happens, particularly in places where, guns are completely outlawed. The other thing that I want to say about any additional gun control measures passed by government is they're all crap, all of them, every one of them. Colorado has the most gun laws of any state, and still these things happen. The decision to kill always precludes the choice of weapon.
Yeah, the way in which you kill is just determined by what is available to you. And that's always struck me as kind of strange when they ask, are there any weapons in the car, for example, in that, well, everything is in fact a weapon. I mean, some more easily accessible than others. Jell-O, for example, as far as I can tell, you'd have to drown them in. But I mean, seriously, a pencil, a glass. I mean, these are incredibly effective weapons if you use them as weapons.
Yeah, a book, a hardcover book, right, can be a weapon. You know, you'll see some of this in, like, even, like, Jackie Chan movies. He's really good about doing his martial arts choreography where he uses a variety of different things as potential weapons. Just to, you know, for those of you who might not have studied martial arts at all and have no idea what I'm talking about, you can go watch a movie and it sort of illustrates it there.
Well, and I mean, what solid object is in fact not a club?
None.
Right. If it's a solid, it's a club. It might not be as wieldy or as effective as other solid objects, but okay. So all solid objects are clubs. All clubs are weapons. So all solid objects are weapons? So can you even ask reasonably, are there any weapons in the car? Nope. Only liquids and gases in here.
There's a great meme rolling around the internet, too, where it's a picture of a guy, and he's swinging around another guy. And it says, I'll kill an MF with another MF. So, yes, even another person can be a weapon.
Reminds me of role-playing and having the weapon specialty other character.
You'll also see that in films and TV when they get to the violence portion where, you know, whomever gets shot and so the people left alive will use their body as a shield to, you know, take the bullets so that they can get closer and eventually take out the bad guy or whatever it is. So you see that a lot as well in the movies and films. TV.
But yeah, I mean, and it strikes me like, okay, right now, the people that go absolutely around the bend and decide to try to kill a bunch of people, well, they are essentially a little bit lazy because they can get a hold of rifles and do it that way.
Right.
Now, if you make them stop being lazy, they're still going to want to kill lots of people all at once.
Yeah, the decision to kill, again, precludes the choice of weapon. So it doesn't matter if you institute more laws against otherwise peaceful people who've broken no laws and own their firearms completely, legally, legitimately, and above board. None of that is going to stop these people from murdering.
And the nature of chemistry is that there are always a lot of possible ways to kill a whole lot of people using ordinary household chemicals.
Yes, that is true.
So all of these people who go around the deep end and, you know, basically do it the lazy way, they'll have to stop doing it the lazy way.
Yeah. In fact, the original television series known as MacGyver, the one with, what's his name, Richard Dean Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
In that TV series, there were at least one episode that I can remember very clearly, if not two, where the components that he put together manufactured an explosive device, that is to say, a bomb of some sort. And, in fact...
Now, that's a real IUD.
IED. IED. Improvised explosive device. Yeah. So don't put the IED where the IUD is supposed to...
Those are not interchangeable? Okay, excuse me, I'll be right back.
Unless you want to have an explosive relationship. Which, you know, hey, to each their own. I'm not going to judge. Perhaps that's your thing and what you're into. But it might sting a bunch. Yeah, and, like, the ingredients were rather simple. It was, like, some lawn fertilizer, you know, some newspaper, and some sort of flammable fluid like gasoline or, you know, something like that. And you basically wrap it up like a piece of candy, you know, and then you'd run a wick to it, and you light the wick and put it under a thing, and you wait for the wick to burn down, and it goes boom.
Yeah. And, I mean, okay, so we've just found out that rifles are killing less people than knives. Guess what? In prison, they make knives.
They sure do. They're called shanks.
Yeah. So, I mean, the idea that you can get people to stop killing each other by just making it harder for them to get a hold of weaponry is just absurd.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, prisons are the most non-gun-having place in that I can tell, right, at least in the United States of America, and people find ways to kill other people in prison, so...
All the time.
Doesn't matter what kind of laws you put into place, you're not doing the right thing, you're just creating criminals out of otherwise ordinary law-abiding citizens, and it is dumb. It might make your politician feel a little better and get another vote, but outside of that, it's going to have no effect.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And I just sat in my car listening to music for that segment for reasons that may or may not be known, but...
We were trying to do a thing here on the show, and it didn't work, so we're just going to resume the show and try it another day.
I'm really frustrated right now with what's happening in my car.
Oh. Yes,
because as I was coming to the studio today, I took a left onto School Street here, which connects to Leverett, and some idiot decided that was the best time for her to make a left-handed turn out of the street that I was turning onto, which obviously was going to cause a collision.
Yeah.
But myself, being a cautious and aware driver, avoided said collision. However, in doing so, something slid in my trunk, and now my subwoofer is just randomly thumping. Not to the music, not to anything. It's just, and it continues for a few seconds, even after I turn off my car.
Oh, that's not good.
No, so
that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, I know, right? So something got messed up.
Yeah.
So I have to go home tonight and review my dash cam footage and send this lady a bill for the subwoofer and whatever other damages she may have caused by being an idiot.
I noticed that the stop sign on the corner out here, it appears that somebody, like, ran it over and it was leaning over into the bushes. Right. I mean, like,
really?
Yeah, like you couldn't, like, if you were a car and you'd not driven down the street, if you got to the end, you would only stop because you either have to go right or left. You can't continue forward, but you wouldn't see that stop sign until you got right up on it and it was leaning down into the bushes. I noticed that it's fixed today. So the city or somebody must have come by and fixed it. We could only surmise that somebody came by and backed into it as sort of a, you know, an F you to us.
I would assume that they. I would assume that they just sort of accidentally hit it.
Isn't it?
I mean, that's usually how stop signs get bent over—is accidentally hitting.
Perhaps I'm paranoid, but just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
Yeah.
There did used to be a lot of vandalism to this place.
Well, we've had people drive by this place and yell things, of course, since the whole thing went down.
Really?
More so than you know they would before.
Nice things?
No.
Huh.
Supportive.
Nobody's like, hey, you guys rock! You know what I mean? There are some brainwashed...
That's what I get when I hang out on the porch.
Yeah?
Yeah, they drive by and they're very positive. Hey, you guys are great! Or whatever.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how it is. Yeah. There is a lot of hate regarding Freekeen and the Crypto Six and all of that.
Speaking of which, we have set up a fundraiser for... Everybody who was arrested when the terrorists attacked the Free Talk Live studio and Aria's house, as well as the Bitcoin Embassy, the Mighty Move Smart, and some other...
And the house of a 60-year-old grandmother.
Yes.
They raided and arrested a 60-year-old grandmother.
They sure did. And so they stole a bunch of Bitcoin ATMs from different locations around the state of New Hampshire.
Vending machines.
Vending machines, yes.
Not ATMs.
That's my slanguage kicking in, among other things. So, of course, these folks need to get lawyered up with proper lawyers. They're not going to be able to beat any of this with the public defenders if you have any experience with those people. So we've set up a website for you to contribute, thecrypto6.com. Go to that website now, thecrypto6.com. We accept a variety of different cryptocurrencies. You can find them all there on that page. If you want to donate in regular... dirty fiat United States dollars, you can do that by...
Well, that tends to be what attorneys take.
I understand. You can send regular dollars to mark@freetalklive.com via PayPal.
And that's with a K.
Well, I think either way will go, MARC as well.
Nice.
I think they've arranged for the dual spelling to be accepted. But, yeah, MARK@freetalklive.com. If you want to send PayPal, just go into your PayPal account and do, hey, I want to send money to this place, and type in mark@freetalklive.com. The money will get there.
To give people an idea of how expensive this is likely to be, the attorney with which I'm just talking right now about potentially hiring estimates it to cost between $70,000 and $200,000 for me. And this involves, a cryptocurrency expert attorney, a number of other experts, presumably a financial attorney, and a criminal defense attorney. So for something like this, you don't have – if you go in there with just your public defender, you're screwed. You need a team of attorneys, all of whom specialize in these little things.
Yeah, I mean, this is a – it's a very – niche subject. It's a very specific thing that they're trying to say that they are arguing is or is not a crime. So, I mean, and this is one of those things where there really isn't much in the way of precedent. Like, there's not a lot of legal cases that have really dealt with this issue because of
it. It is a major technology. It is a major case. It's significantly bigger than any of the Crypto Six. Yeah. I mean, this case is going to set precedent that is going to affect the cryptocurrency world forever.
I agree.
And the better lawyers that we can have doing this, the better this will be for our entire future.
But I learned while I was out there sitting in my car being driven crazy by my subwoofer that we're not alone in this. The SEC has filed something against Library, that's LBRY, the video hosting platform, alleging that there's selling unlicensed securities or something like that. I don't know. I'd have to read the email.
Oh, yeah,
again
that's
for
right. They had some kind of blockchain something or other that they would use to reward people for putting videos on there.
Library credits, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So the Securities and Exchanges Commission is apparently considering that to be a no-no with money.
Well, Library, the corporation or whatever sort of business model it is, they also have sold library credits.
Mm.
And apparently the SEC is considering those securities. Do either of you remember who it was in the American government who was talking about extremists and homegrown terrorism and ended his statement with, we're going to have to go after all of these people, and quote, even libertarians?
I can't remember who it was, but I do remember.
No, I do. I remember. We covered that on the air, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And months later, six libertarians in New Hampshire get arrested.
Right.
Weird.
And the libertarians running Library get charged.
Well, you see, you're interfering with our forceful monopoly on money. And that makes you a mafia. We, on the other hand, are the good guys, because we are forcing people to do something with the threat of violence. You, on the other hand, are giving them a way to not do this thing that we're trying to force them to do under the threat of violence. So now we have to turn that violence against you.
Well, and I got a message for these bastards, these terrorists, these goons, these tyrants calling themselves the federal government. If you thought that by doing this you were somehow going to shut down libertarian voluntarists or anarchist activities in the state of New Hampshire, you are wrong. If you thought it was going to shut down Free Talk Live, you are wrong. We've got people coming out of the woodwork. We've got the hosts that have retired who are coming back on the show. We've got other new people who are like, hey, if you need somebody on the show, I'm happy to do the show. We've got a variety of people that we can put on this show at any given time. This show is not going anywhere.
And if you thought this was going to help you maintain your monopoly on currency, you are sadly mistaken. That genie is out of the bottle. You can slow it down, but you cannot stop it.
Unstoppable code coming to get you.
Free Talk Live is definitely not going anywhere. It won't be stopped. We are actually working to create a new Free Talk Live studio at an undisclosed location. So we'll keep going as long as we live. 603-283-6160. You can join the conversation because this is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another woman has come forward with allegations of harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Sherry Ville of Greece, New York, says Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her in front of her home during a visit to her house following a 2017 flood. Bill says she will also contact the state's attorney general to cooperate with an ongoing investigation into a series of allegations against the governor. Eight other women have accused Cuomo of inappropriate behavior or sexual harassment. And traffic has resumed flowing through the Suez Canal after the Ever Given was finally freed, nearly a week after the massive container ship ran aground in the canal. The ship was refloated on Monday and sailed north to the Great Bitter Lake, where it will undergo safety and technical inspections. Nearly 350 ships were delayed because of the jam. Canal officials believe the traffic backlog will be cleared by the end of this week. This is USA Radio News. The director of the CDC says she's scared that a fourth surge in COVID cases is on the horizon for the United States. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying Monday that the country is trending right now on the same track that several European countries followed before seeing a new surge of infections, and called on Americans to get vaccinated as soon as they could.
But it will take all of us recommitting to following the public health prevention strategies consistently while we work to get the American public vaccinated. I'm calling on our elected officials, our faith-based communities, our civic leaders, and our other influencers in communities across the nation. And I'm calling on every single one of you to sound the alarm, to carry these messages into your community and your spheres of influence. We do not have the luxury of inaction. For the health of our country, we must work together now to prevent a fourth surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Lines are currently full, but, you know, go ahead and give us a call, and we'll get you on the air to talk about whatever's on your mind. With you tonight, it's Aria, the captain, and Pinkless Mountaineer. And it's good to be back on the show. You know,
it is.
It's weird. I'm not used to
having... Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm not used to having to watch what I say. Like, for the bulk of my life, I've just had a thought, and then all I did was attempt to word it in the most accurate way to express that thought. Well, at present, I have a whole lot of thoughts that I can't talk to anyone but an attorney about.
Right. It's difficult enough doing radio to avoid the seven words that George Carlin made famous, because those are the ones the FCC frowns upon, and the reason that we have something called a dump button, so if any of you bastards get any crazy ideas, we can just get rid of you. And so it's tough enough to hold your tongue, you know, doing radio. It's an entirely different thing to be able to eliminate very specific subject matter from your brain while doing this particular radio show. We're so used to being free about it.
It's a tricky thing to do, for sure, because, I mean, it's talk radio, so we have to be talking constantly, which generally requires us to just talk about whatever comes to mind.
Right, sort of a stream of thought, kind of a stream of consciousness expression is mostly what ends up happening. And it's like...
Yeah, can't talk about that.
Shut up
now. You know, one thing that's bothered me about this is that I've learned how many people I associate with who have loose lips, and they cannot help but try to talk about the case or something around me, and I have to just cut them off. Hey, stop talking. You're a libertarian. You're supposed to be smarter than this. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. And I still keep hitting the flashing button and not the correct button.
You'll get it.
Hi, Arya. I totally want to respect your need to not answer certain questions, so if you can't answer any of these, I understand. I have three general questions. One, do you have to wear an ankle monitor? Two, how much are you paying the government for your bail? I guess you have to be seen by a pretrial officer or whatever they're called. And then three, do you feel like the government is violating your due process or whatever you want to call it, since they've imposed all of these restrictions on you, even though you haven't been convicted? And I'll take the answers off the air. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for the call and thanks for the questions. To answer your first one, am I wearing an ankle monitor? No, I'm free to go pretty much as I want. I'm restricted to the United States, but I'm not even restricted to staying in the state of New Hampshire.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That is surprising.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The bail conditions are extremely lenient for me. Like, Colleen, I know, is not allowed to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to drink.
Hmm.
I'm allowed to do drugs if you go by the bail condition, but that's because I don't do any drugs. So, but yeah, they didn't even drug test me.
That's a nice catch-22.
It's not part of my bail conditions that I remain alcohol and drug-free.
Hmm.
I mean, I remain drug-free, but it's still shocking to me that they didn't just check that by default.
Right.
But, yeah, I can leave the state of New Hampshire. I obviously would need to let my supervisory officer know if I'm going to, you know, go down to Texas for a week or whatever, but I'm allowed to do that.
If they're, you know, and I know that none of this is happening currently thanks to the government's overreaction to the top story in the entire world for the last year, COVID, right? But if, like, a concert was to happen somewhere, you know, I don't know, like Boston or something like that, could you conceivably go?
Yes.
Nice.
Hmm.
And, I mean, I wouldn't even have to let my supervisory officer know if I was just going for a concert.
Okay.
I mean, if I was staying the night, it would probably be in my best interest to let her know.
Yeah.
But, strictly speaking, not required to.
Hmm.
You know, I don't want to do anything that would put me back in jail. So, if I think, hey, I should probably let my supervisory officer know this, then I'm going to go ahead and do that, whether it's necessary or not. The second question. What was the second question?
Let's see. I know it was the ankle monitor. How much you had to pay?
Yes. None. I was released on PR, which is personal, I think, recognizant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which means, you know, they just trust that I'm going to show up for my day in court, which obviously I'm going to.
Right.
But I believe the other four who are released, the other three who were released, mm-hmm. that would be Renee, Colleen, and Andy were also released on PR.
Right.
As I understand it, nobody got bad advice from his attorney and chose to waive his detention hearing.
Yeah, there's hopefully some folks have put some things into motion to correct that.
Yeah, but what I was hearing is that the attorney just did not have one, like wasn't doing what they were supposed to do and did not have a bail hearing. And that he might need, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on either. Yeah. Obviously, I can't talk to him to find out, but.
Yeah, it's the darnest thing. When people kidnap your friends, it's really hard to talk to them.
It is. But, I mean, even if they were free, I wouldn't be allowed to talk to them.
Mm.
I mean, it sucks, man. These people are my friends. Colleen, the 60-year-old grandmother who was raided and arrested, I've seen her and spoken to her and conversed with her almost every single day since I came to New Hampshire. Ian and I, we used to, every Tuesday, we would end up at the Jamaican place for something to eat, or we'd end up at Thirsty Owls, and same for Wednesdays, and every single week. And all of my friends, I mean, the people who I associated with closely, every single day, can't have any contact with them.
Wow.
I mean, that was the part of the bail hearing where, you know, it really hurt the most when they said, okay, well, you can't have any contact with any of the other defendants or anyone who may become a potential witness or whatever. I was like, hold on, wait. You mean I can't have any contact with Ian Freeman? Just that's correct. Damn.
Brutal.
It is. And the third question was...
Do you feel that you are being denied due process?
In hindsight, I may feel that way.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I've got too much on my plate to be worrying about that particular thing.
Right. Yeah, I know that some of the particulars of pronouns and where to put you and that may not have been a proper due process. But
well, worst case scenario is that we end up in court, we get found guilty. What will happen after that? Because this is the federal government. This isn't the state of New Hampshire. This isn't Merrimack County. They right. would throw me in a men's prison.
Mm. Right.
And that's all the more reason for people to go to thecrypto6.com to prevent something like that from happening. And that's thecrypto6.com.
It can be either one. It can be SI.
I was hoping so.
Yeah. We didn't at first, but then we got it like 2 days later. And so it's either one, crypto, SIX, or crypto6.com for donations. You can also send U.S. dollars to Mark, M-A-R-K, at freetalklive.com via PayPal. Log into your PayPal and engage a transaction and send it to Mark at freetalklive.com. There's no minimum or anything like that. Donations are welcome.
I would recommend the PayPal method for obvious reasons. The main one being, you know, most attorneys don't accept cryptocurrency anyway. So, but yeah, it's been an unpleasant few weeks for everyone.
Even as you were saying about the due process, the problem that I have, of course, well, with government, is that it's all their universe, right? So they make all the rules. If you're denied due process, there's not a whole lot you can do about it other than engage in the system that they control, that they make all the rules for. You don't make any of the rules for it. You engage only in their universe to try and prevent them from putting you in a cage, to try and prevent them from harming you, to try and prevent them from harming your friends and your family, to try and prevent them from harming your property. But everything you do is in their universe, and there's a huge conflict of interest. The plaintiff, right, in this case, is the federal government, right? The judge is a federal judge.
The plaintiff is their god.
Yeah.
The United States government.
So
state.
The plaintiff is the god. The
judge?
Yeah, the prosecuting attorney seems to be a priest of their god.
It is not
the judge who is determining whether or not this is going correctly.
All of the arresting folks, all the different alphabet agencies that were present, they all get their paycheck from the same entity.
Right.
Now, that's the definition of conflict of interest. So, good luck on trying to get a fair trial, much less something that resembles justice.
Well, I'm hoping this gets dismissed and it never goes to trial.
That'd be great.
603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. But there's no point in giving out the number because I know we can take on-screen calls since we have a dump button and all of that, but I still prefer to touch base with people first, and I see no reason to take on the additional risk anyway.
Final segment.
Final segment indeed. And it's been a fun show. Glad to be back. Glad to be in the studio. Glad to be sitting down with my friends once again.
Indeed. It's good to have you back. The show flew by.
It did, strangely enough. And there is something else that I need to tell you about, but I can't tell you about it, but Captain can.
I can vicariously tell you about it. It's AnyPayX.com. Everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry if that's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin, getting paid with it? That is the way. And in my opinion, that's the way of the future. It is money, after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com.
Now, during the break, they were actually discussing something else that I can't discuss a whole lot of, and that is the Reformed Satanic Church, which is currently, I'm not even allowed to access the website or the GoDaddy account that manages.
So they've effectively shut down a church.
They have.
So that is definitely worth the listeners taking note of. If the federal government decides that it disagrees if fervently enough with your religion, it will just shut you down.
Yes, with your church's ideology, they go, nope, can't have it. I mean, they already did it with COVID when they locked everybody down and they told all the churches they couldn't have services. And some churches stood up and had services anyway. A lot of churches were like, well, we'll kind of have sort of outdoor services. You know, they tried to make it go. But they already said to the majority of the churches that, yeah, we're your boss. You're going to do what we say. It is very disturbing to me that in a place where it's supposedly freedom of religion, right? We hear
well,
that
the New
all
Hampshire
the time.
Constitution gives me the right to take part in whatever religion I want.
Yeah.
The pentagram tattooed on my back isn't a freaking joke, people.
So, yeah, remember that First Amendment thing? Yeah, not going to happen.
Well,
so,
it's a gray area. You are no longer sure for me.
I mean, you are no longer allowed to worship in the way that you wish, even when it's not breaking any laws, even when it's however convoluted and Byzantine those are ending up, even when it's not doing anything that should possibly be a problem. But no, we think that their accounting wasn't really up to snuff, so no more of that religion until we tell you that that religion can exist again.
Do you remember the Disturbed song Prayer?
No.
It has a line in it, "This is the way I pray."
Yeah.
It's a good line. Let's go to the phones.
Now, we've got David. It's appropriate for now.
Yeah. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, continuing to bust balls of big radio. What's your opinion on Cumulus Media, for instance, that owns, they're not on, they own 415 stations, according to their own website, and they tell their on-air hosts, like you are, nationwide, what they can and cannot say over those airwaves. And under a libertarian viewpoint, theoretically, you're okay with them existing and spewing the propaganda and controlling those 415 stations and 1,200 or so hosts or whatever it is on what they say and what their callers can say.
Well, hold on. I got to stop you right there. So the libertarian perspective does not actually allow for what Cumulus Media is doing. So in a libertarian world, you could just broadcast on a particular frequency. And if you are doing that in this area, then you have access to that frequency. In the system we're in now, a particular frequency is owned, managed, and controlled by the FCC.
A government entity.
So whoever has the license to that particular frequency is the only one allowed to transmit on that frequency. And if anyone else gets caught transmitting on that frequency, they can go to jail for it.
More specifically, we're not a Cumulus station.
Not at all.
Some Cumulus stations do carry our show, but we're not beholden to them in any way, shape, or form. And that's by design, obviously. But in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't matter because Cumulus is going out of business. They will be shut down within the next few years.
Which is
well, let me ask you about that because I had gotten that through the back channels that they were bankrupt basically, and
radio
I also know
bankrupt.
That they were. Well, Cumulus in particular. Do you know anything specifically about Cumulus being bankrupt?
I know that some regulations were lifted in the 90s, which caused Cumulus and the other one, Clear Channel, to buy up hundreds of radio stations. It was some sort of lifting of an anti-monopoly thing or something along those lines. And then they learned, this isn't actually profitable. It turns out people actually want to listen to their local radio host talking about local things. They don't want to listen to someone rattle on endlessly about the federal government or what's happening in New Hampshire and the state of Delaware or whatever. So all of these places, they're going to end up back in the hands of mom and pop owners. And they'll go back to broadcasting local things.
Good. Yeah, I know for months the Cumulus station in this market, the KKKOB in Albuquerque, I know that they had laid off a couple people. They had empty positions, and so they had to constantly rotate and cover each other's shifts because they were short of staff because corporate had refused to hire an additional person or two or whatever it was they needed. And that's when I learned that they were intentionally doing that because they didn't fess up to it on the radio. But I know people that work there that gave me that information, and so hopefully they will actually go out of business and those frequencies will be freed up for something more worthwhile.
And I got to tell you, I wonder if they have some manner or another of government backing, because, I mean, as you've pointed out, this isn't something that is backed by the market. This is not something that ordinary people choose to give their listening to have a single company own a massive, massive portion of all of the different stations.
Well,
so
once upon a time it was.
Thing.
Once upon a time it did happen according to the market did demand it.
Mm.
But that was before streaming and podcasts and Facebook and all of that and satellite radio. So at the time, it seemed like a smart decision. But then, Spotify came along, killed music radio.
The internet came along and swallowed up broadcast as a medium, basically, is what happened.
Yeah, so they started having to fire people and stuff like that. And it's just gotten worse. And now, because no one's buying ad space, which means they're becoming even more and more broke. Oftentimes, there aren't any people at these radio stations. Part of what I've been doing for the last year is calling radio stations and trying to talk with programming directors. They're almost impossible to reach, even under the best of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is. It's just impossible. So it's not in a good place, radio in general.
You mentioned not a coincidence. Last night I had told you, the guys there on the station, that your station or your program, that it was coincidental with the election campaign season last year that this radio station, KKOB in Albuquerque, made these dramatic changes. They were basically a right-leaning station prior to this last election cycle, and now they are predominantly a left-leaning station. And there was a change in the program director that they brought in from out of state. At the time that that happened, all of a sudden, and it coincided with the election, do you have any speculation as to whether it is what it looks like?
I would suggest it probably isn't. It's probably just, I mean, the programming director's job for a radio station is to pick and choose which shows to put on and which ones not to. If you get a left-leaning programming director in there, that's what that person is going to do. They're going to put left-leaning shows in.
Same thing goes with music, too. I've seen, you know, radio stations go from soft rock to heavy metal to smooth jazz to alternative music and then over into, like, contemporary Christian. All the same digits, right? The same call letters, all that kind of thing. When it comes to music, it is all about the program director.
Now, I have a somewhat different perspective on this one. So if I was going to run a dying media, I would probably do everything in my power to get government assistance. And right now, for the time being, the government is absolutely dominated by left-wing politics. And from what I can tell, it will be for some time to come. So I think this is a very smart marketing decision so that he moves over to where you can get government subsidization more easily.
This is Casey Kasem, and this has been a long-distance dedication.
Is it something I'm supposed to get?
No. Okay. David got it, though.
Okay.
Yeah. it's notable that the entire Democrat Party makes visits on the station now, whereas prior to this last election cycle, they
would... Gotta cut you off, David. Sorry about that. I mean, the show is coming to an end. It's been great. We'll be back same time tomorrow night, of course. You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. But if you want to...
Crypto6.com.
Yeah, if you want to help us out in these very difficult and trying times, the Crypto6.com is the best way to do that. Thank everyone so much for the support, for the kind words, and for being there for all of us. It means a lot.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.